This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show.
Kick it off and go with Carl. Hi, Carl. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How are you doing tonight?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I've got I'm suffering from hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
And it was caused 5.5 years ago. I was on like 60 milligrams of prednisone for 2 months, and I went from 200 pounds to about 165 pounds in less than a month.
Yeah, it happens fast. What were you taking the prednisone for? What was going on in your body?
I have a heart irregularity. I had heart surgery prior to, and I was taking amiodarone. And so what had happened is that brought the iodine level in my blood up. And they discontinued the amiodarone, but they really put the prednisone right to me. And I got terribly sick and I'm still like...
I'm sure.
I still have trouble... with my balance and concentration, speaking is there's a lot of things that are still there that never really went away. Dizziness and being restless. I wonder if my body has been depleted of its natural fluid or whatever that it was tricked out of, by taking that much prednisone.
Currently, what's kind of the deal that your doctors are doing? What medication, do they have you on anything right now?
Well, I've been on, not for my thyroid. It comes back with decent numbers. And so they're happy with, they're happy.
Okay, so they're happy with the numbers right now.
But unfortunately, I've had a lot of trouble keeping my heart into a regular rhythm for the past since this had happened, and
So right now, does it flutter or does it?
I'm in atrial fibrillation right now. Yes. Yeah, it's right up.
Is it more in the morning or more during the day or at night?
Oh, it's all day, all night. It's just not beating. All the valves aren't synchronized. They're fluttering instead of pumping like it should.
Okay. And the doctors have told you, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Your numbers look good. You'll be okay.
As far as the thyroid, that's the hyperthyroidism goes.
But what are they saying about your heart rate though?
About my heart, I don't know. I want to try. I've been cardioverted a lot, and to put my heart back into rhythm, but it's been going back out of rhythm. Not too long after, or I've been.
Yeah, it's not staying.
Yeah, it's not staying, and I've been very close to staying in. Stayed in a regular rhythm for a little while, but it's never too far away. I jump in the cold water, the ocean. Put my heart out of rhythm.
All right. So your numbers for the thyroid are fine, but your heart is just acting up and having a weird rhythm to it. It just doesn't feel right.
You're right.
Do you have any type of panic type issues, anxiety issues?
Not really. I mean, I'm a little more. edgy probably since the prednisone. I have trouble with composing things, like categorizing things, and how I used to be.
In this situation, you want to make sure you're managing your brain chemistry. Dimethylglycine, DMG, one of the best things you can take for getting oxygen to the brain. When you go through what you've gone through, it can cause, even with hyperthyroidism, it can cause issues, especially by taking a lot of prednisone. It can decrease oxygen to the brain, and it can cause the kind of issues that you've been dealing with. So knowing that, understanding that, that's the first thing. So DMG, very good to get oxygen back to the brain. Second thing is your brain chemistry. Acetylcholine is the first one, and then GABA is the second one. Those are the two brain chemicals that you want to make sure that you focus on. GABA, pretty simple. You don't just take GABA. You've actually got to build up the GABA levels in your body. Acetylcholine, the things you want to do for acetylcholine, you want to do plenty of eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Now, the cheese and yogurt dairy products go with the goat's milk over cow's milk. Of course, I'm a big fan of that. Vitamin B5, there's a supplement called galantamine, and you can pick it up at most health food stores. If you can't find that, call our health store. And B5, phosphatidylcholine is very good, and also acetyl-carnitine. All of those will raise your acetylcholine levels. Now, let's talk about GABA. GABA is another animal within itself. Now, there's ionic lithium, which is a supplement. It's not the medication lithium. It's different. So it's not as hard on the thyroid gland. Typically, medication, the lithium, can destroy the thyroid gland. Not a good thing. Ionic lithium is a little bit different. So you can use that in light amounts. Talk to your doctor about it, of course. And then there's some other ones. L-theanine, taurine, and valerian root. Valerian root you've probably heard of. But all of those raise GABA levels naturally. The more you raise GABA levels, the more chilled out your body gets. That's a good thing. And for when you're dealing with the irregular heartbeat, and you're dealing with the flutterings and things that you're getting, it's going to be important. The other thing, too, is don't forget, cod liver oil, incredible for the heart, but also the B vitamins. And as simple as that sounds, funny, when I talk about B vitamins and heart-related issues, people are like, it can't be that simple, but it is. It really is. The B vitamins have well been known for years to be the multivitamin of the heart. And if you have any kind of heart irregularity, the first thing you want to do is go to the B vitamins. It helps settle things down. But you need a liquid one, and you want to do it about 3 times a day, 3 servings a day, because the B vitamins are water-soluble. And it goes in and out of the system so quickly, that's going to be your best bet. So that's my encouragement to you. Get started on those and get things settled, because even though you've been dealing with this for a long time, going to the prednisone, even just taking a little bit, I don't think is going to be your answer. I think really it's about replenishing what the body's been missing from the brain chemistry and also the body chemistry so that your body can function better. Remember, everything affects everything in the body. You can't just zoom in on one little symptom because there's too many other factors in the body that's affecting it. So you have to look at all of it. You look at all of it, and things will start working the way that it needs to. You just have to start building things up the way that it needs to, and you'll do fine. But it's a great call, and it's a great real issue that not just you're dealing with, but a lot of people deal with at regular heartbeat. So the hyperthyroidism is something that's a real challenge, and I would stay on top of those numbers. Staying on top of those numbers, really, really important when you're dealing with that sort of thing. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. You just have to make some radical changes in our life.
Dr. Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web, and there you'll find great information to empower your health and your life. And don't forget, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, check out the website. You'll find our team members there. We've got members growing all around the country, professionals in your area that can carry out this message as well. Going to the phones, we're going to kick it off with Jim. Hi, Jim.
Thanks for we're looking at a couple of critical issues. One is congestive heart failure, and the other one is possible bone cancer. Enlighten us on those two subjects.
Well, is heart failure something that you're dealing with, or?
Yes, we're going to deal with that, yeah.
Okay. So when did it start? Talk to me about the heart failure itself. When did you get diagnosed with congestive heart failure?
Yeah, about years ago.
Okay. And so what are the doctors telling you at this point, Jim?
Well, they believe they're saying that he is the medic. So what they're trying to do is natural and medication that they are prescribing, you know, in terms of congestive heart failure.
Okay, what is your age, Jim?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I just said, what is your age?
74.
74, okay. You know, we're having a hard time with the connection there, so I'm just going to dig in a little bit about congestive heart failure. I mean, the reality is, depending on the level and depending on where the heart is, I mean, CHF is one of those health challenges that you just don't know. And so the best thing for you to do, I mean, obviously you're working with a cardiologist, which is, a great thing. But at the end of the day, you've got to come up with a good game plan, a lifestyle plan, even at your age, which, I mean, you're not super old. You've got to get, even if you're in your early 70s, your vitality can be good. It's just about coming up with the right game plan. And, you know, your eating plan is going to have to be really, really good. Exercise, obviously, you've got to be careful, but definitely want to go within the guidelines of what they lay out for you. And I would take that to the max. I mean, they're going to give you parameters for that. I would take every inch of it. Because the more exercise you do, even though it can put stress on the heart, as long as you do it at certain levels, it can actually, even though it's kind of stretches it in a way as far as the levels, you can actually strengthen. And that's what you want to shoot for. It's that fine line that you have to walk. But the other issue is, look at all of the different avenues that you can do to support the heart nutritionally. I mean, when you look at components like CoQ10 and you look at L-arginine, L-citrulline, that creates the NO2, which can be supported to the heart. Magnesium is just a gold standard. We don't have a lot of it in our soil. So when you're eating fruits and vegetables and whatnot, again, you definitely want to choose organic sources. I think they're still the best. And there's kind of a list that you can go through there at the website. You can look at that. But it's really coming up with an overall game plan that's consistent. So your eating habits are going to have to be important. You want to know what your nutritional deficiencies are as well. And the way to do that is to simply get some blood work done with your physician. As they're checking all the heart markers, you want to ask them for a lot of the nutritional deficiencies and see if they'll run some of those, and also checking on your overall metabolic rate and the different ones that go with that. So
that's also some important markers that you want to look into. Fluid control is a big one. So talk to them about how much fluid you can have on a regular basis. The, you know, as far as water intake, you know, the rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces of non-chlorinated, of course, purified water. But, you know, again, you've got to go with their recommendations, but that's typical. Depending on how your heart is, and, you know, everyone in that deals with CHF is different. But, again, it's a consistent plan. It's not extreme. It's not to the max. You want to find out where the parameters are and build a good solid plan. Don't forget your omega-3 fats, too. When you're building a game plan, there was some research that came out that I was reading the other day, and they're saying now that many health experts are recommending up to about 40% of your diet in fats, healthy fats. Now, I don't mean saturated fats and eat, you know, a bunch of saturated meat fat. I'm talking about almonds and walnuts, cashews, avocados, because what they're saying is it's cardioprotective. And so the omega-3 fats that you're getting out of these healthy fats, which are just phenomenal, they affect brain chemistry, they affect your hormone profiles, and they also affect cardiac output. So that might be something you want to link into. Look into some of the ratios for fat intake in the body. It's fascinating what they're finding out. But again, I think for CHF, it's going to be a good game plan. You have to have a plan, and you don't want to leave it to chance, because the heart itself, as it begins to weaken, you know, just through the wear and tear through the years and through some of the challenges you face at this point, you have to be able to have a kind of a plan to combat that, to go on the other side. And that's what you want to focus on, all right? Keep me posted on how that goes. You can always call back here on the show, or you can email us. We got Donna in Fort Worth, Texas, sent an email. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm exhausted. You along with everybody else in America. I'm also retired, so I don't work a lot, and I don't have to go to bed early. So here's the deal, Donna. Well, it just depends. If you wake up and you're exhausted, you don't have the stress and demands of work, then there could be a couple things going on. One, you could be so used to working before your retirement that you could be sliding into a little bit of a depressed state. And, you know, go to see your doctor. They can evaluate and see if your serotonin levels are becoming a little bit too low. And that can cause you to be just tired and exhausted all the time. The other is your adrenal glands could be exhausted from years of work. And they may need to be repaired a little bit. There's a lot you can do nutritionally to support the adrenals. You can look into that as well. So, I mean, there's several factors. I would get some blood work done. Go to your physician, see what the values are, and build a game plan based on that. 888-283-7272. Right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Well, your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Some health improvements have been seen with the cholesterol levels here in the U.S. CDC reports that Americans' level of the good cholesterol, that's the HDL, the high-density lipoproteins, they're improving. But the total cholesterol levels haven't changed a little bit in the past few years. So U.S. health officials have reported recently that
Meanwhile, the nation's screening rates for cholesterol have stalled, according to a new analysis from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the cholesterol levels include several components. Don't forget. So you got total cholesterol. Low levels are healthier in contrast for the high-density lipoproteins, HDLs. That's the good stuff. The low levels are a risk factor for heart disease, while the high levels are considered protective. So the CDC reported that compared to 2009-2010, fewer Americans aged 20 and older had low levels of the good cholesterol. I know that gets confusing. But the percentage dropped by 20% of the adults having low levels of the good cholesterol, okay? So the goal of having about 82% of Americans screened for cholesterol is lagging as well. A new analysis reveals that the rate of screening for cholesterol is about 70% for the general population, and it hasn't changed much. So there's going to be a new programs and new concern awareness for cholesterol screenings. They're saying now earlier reports from the CDC have demonstrated that declining trends in the percentage of the U.S. adults with high cholesterol in the past decade, who is also noted as a spokesman for the American Heart Association. However, cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death in men and women across the United States, he pointed out. The new report found that proportions of adults with high total cholesterol and low good cholesterol vary by sex, race, and ethnic group. So more women, about 14% than men, had high total cholesterol level counts, and fewer women than men had the good cholesterol level counts. Moreover, African Americans, they say, were less likely to have low levels of the good cholesterol than the Caucasians, and Hispanics were least likely. So again, they're saying many fatal and non-fatal heart attacks and strokes could be avoided with better detection of these cholesterol levels and lowering it by living a healthy lifestyle. There you go. When needed. Okay, taking medications like statins, he said, have been helpful as well in the long-term studies. And efforts are urgently needed to improve cardiovascular health and reduce death and disability due to heart disease and stroke. But he said people can reduce these risks by being physically active, maintaining healthy blood pressure, and achieving healthy body weight and not smoking. So, I mean, it really does. It comes down to making the right kind of lifestyle choices all the way around. That's what we have to do to really get on board and start making some headway. And you know, jumping on and making sure that happens, it's a big key. And that's what we have to do long term. And when it comes to cholesterol and lifestyle, don't forget your eating habits, they matter. So if you're eating a lot of fast food, if you're eating processed food, processed carbohydrates, you're just asking for cholesterol levels for the good ones to go down and the bad ones to go up. If you do that over and over again for a long period of time, the body just begins to break down. It has no choice. So what are some ways you can really support healthy cholesterol levels? Well, here's some tips. All right, number one is you want to exercise on a regular basis. My rule of thumb for folks is 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. The reason is we know for a fact with all the studies that exercise increases the good cholesterol. We know that for a fact that HDLs will go up just by getting your rear end out and moving. So move it. You got to move on. All right, so that's the first one. Now, as far as eating habits go, get your fat intake up. That's what I mean, your fat intake. Good fats, healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. They're saying now 40%. I like 30%, 25, 30%. If you keep it there, you're going to stay balanced. You're going to make sure you're getting enough fats for your immune system, for supporting the hormone system, and your cardiovascular system. So it's when you get really low fat, the whole low-fat diet, it's crazy. Old school. Want to talk about 80s? That's 80. That's so 80s. To do no fat, really. High carbohydrate, low fat is out. That was way back when I started even exercising in the fitness world. That was king. And people laugh at that now. It's just not even part of the equation in the fitness world. You got to get your fats in. So the key is the right kind of foods in the right way, in the right combination. And don't forget, your healthy proteins are going to be important, lean quality proteins. Having a balanced approach is a key. But your eating habits and your patterns and your exercise are going to help tremendously. Now, you can do supplementation. You can look at that. I'm fine with that. I just don't like, don't just eat what you want. Exercise moderately and then take a bunch of supplements and think you're going to take care of everything. It's not a good way to go. I am into supplements. I like them. I think they're beneficial. But I'm not that guy. I don't really recommend that. Matter of fact, I think you should be able to get most of what you do out of foods. But again, you know, certain supplements can help rebuild the deficiencies in the body, and I think that they're needed. But as far as cholesterol levels go, your omega-3 fats, your fish oils, those are king. And then you've got your red yeast rice, supportive lecithin, which is found in egg yolks. All of that is extremely beneficial. Vitamin E, believe it or not, old school vitamin E, right? Been around forever. You know, in all the medical textbooks, it tells you that vitamin E is one of the best nutritional components in our foods or supplement to help lower the bad cholesterol. It's in all the medical texts. I remember being a medical student just in the first year and reading that, seeing that, and seeing it taught. Thinking, really? Why don't we talk about that more? We just don't. It's got components in it that literally go in and prevent the cholesterol from getting sticky and sticking to the plaque arterial, or to plaque, creating the plaque, rather, on the arterial walls. Interesting, isn't it? So vitamin E is a good way to go, provided you're not taking, you know, Coumadin or warfarin or blood thinner. As long as you're not doing that, you should be okay. You know, just make sure your doctor knows and all that kind of jazz. But yeah, those are all great benefits for cholesterol levels, to get them where they need to be. You want the HDLs to be up around 55 and over, and you want the LDLs to be down under 200. Now, again, if your total number is around 200, that's where everybody kind of freaks out. They want it underneath that. But, you know, talk to your doctor about it, because really around 210 or so, if they're wanting to put you on medication, ask them if you can modify your lifestyle and see if they'll give you the opportunity to do that. Most doctors just use the medication in those situations simply because, you know, they want to make a difference. They know that they can't sit with you for an hour and revamp your lifestyle and hope that you'll do it. If they've got somebody motivated that wants to, then they can probably, they'll probably take you up on that. So that's one thing I would definitely do. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone that believes the same way we do, practices what they teach here, just like we do on the show, in your area, we're developing team members all around the country that believes in this message, and check out the website, and you can find someone in your area. Going to the phones to talk to Tim now. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I have experienced some pain over the last 5 or 6 days, about 2 inches above my belly button, and it goes kind of like a triangle up into the cavity right at my rib cage. And then the last couple of days, I have felt like some of the pain has went over into my back, and it's not severe pain. And I've done some online research, and also I've noticed that not all the time, but part of the time, my stool is a like a lighter clay color. I just wanted to ask you, which I have, I'm going to see the doctor and have an appointment, but if you thought that this might be related to pancreas or pancreatitis, what your suggestions would be?
Well, it's. I mean, there's a lot of could be's in that. If the stool is like a light color gray or dark gray,
it's actually not gray. It's more like a clay color, like a light tan, very light.
Okay.
But it's not all the time. I've probably 50% of the time over the last week.
Is the pain, does it come and go?
It does come and go, and it usually gets worse after I eat.
Yeah, and it's right above your belly button, kind of underneath the sternum.
Yes, and at times it is tender to the touch. I feel like it's right under the skin.
Yeah, I think just, you know, you're making a smart move going in and get it checked out. I think when they get some labs done, they take a look at it, and they can do you know, just your overall basic physical exam, and they can check the abdomen. The point tenderness, that where they, what that means is, just when they touch it and it's a little tender, that typically can be indicative of several. I mean, pancreatitis, yeah, possibly. But it could be some other
some other issues as well. And it could be just some basic digestive issues that can be resolved pretty simply. So, again, when you start talking the stool color changing and some of the little pains popping in, especially with it radiating into the back, it'll be interesting to see what the lab work shows and physical exam combined together. You know, I've got some ideas, but I think it'd be smart. Go in and check, see what they say. If they come out scratching their heads, call me back on the show or shoot me an email, and we'll go from there. But I'll be curious to see what the labs say on that one. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Show. It's the show of your health. It's your greatest wealth. The quote for the hour comes from Thomas Aquinas. He says, the things we all love tell us what we are. That's true. Also, the people you hang out with and the books you read will determine who you become in the next 5 years. That's always interesting. So here's five happy, healthy tips for kids with diabetes coming up with Halloween. Right around the corner. So Halloween's synonymous with costumes and haunted houses, trick-or-treating. And the candy, well, no parent wants their kids overindulging the sugary stuff. Of course, the children with diabetes, especially kids newly diagnosed, may be especially concerned. And last year at Halloween, so much was going on with the trick-or-treating. The children with diabetes program, they said too much candy. This is coming from Laurie Higgins. She is a registered dietitian. Says that too much candy, which contains the high amounts of carbs and sugar in the small package, can cause blood sugar levels to rise. And the children with diabetes, of course, are the children first. And we've got to be careful with that. Coordinator of the Pediatric Nutrition Education and Research of the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston, she says this: you don't want to restrict them from participating in things or make them feel bad for having diabetes or for eating something, especially around holidays when food's available. So what you do is you give them options. And she said at about 200,000 children have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, according to government figures. And it's okay for them to indulge in a few Halloween treats with a little smart planning from mom and dad. So what do you do in the Halloween season when you're wanting your kids are wanting to trick-or-treat and get candy like everybody else? Well, talk to your child first. The biggest concern from parents' perspective is that there's going to be a lot of candy available. And believe it or not, sweets may not be the most exciting part of Halloween for your child. So talk to them about their expectations. Higgins notes that the chance to dress up in costumes is more enticing than candy for many children. So for your fears of the sugar overdose may be unwarranted if your kid's really not into the candy anyway. So just have a conversation with them. The next one is you can manage candy and the carbs. Contrary to popular belief, children with diabetes can eat some candy as long as you keep in mind the carbohydrate count, which can spike blood sugar levels. So there's a list of the carbohydrates in the 20 most popular Halloween candies if you go to the American Diabetes Association website, and they list a whole lot of those for you to look at. I mean, none of it's good. I mean, come on. I mean, really.
I mean, at the end of the day, none of it's good. But, you know, I'm a big fan of moderation a little bit. And, you know, you can do some of the options. You can get candy with stevia in it. And there's ways to go with fruits, and there's some fun things you can make as well. But again, if you're going to go house to house with all the other kids or kind of go old school trick or treating like that, no one's going to have, you know, organic apples to put in the kids' bags. I mean, if they do, that's kind of a cool thing. I'd be impressed. So anyway, just guard that and keep an eye on it. I mean, for kids with type 1, treats must be balanced with extra insulin, which I think is just, that's amazing. So before your big day, they're saying, again, this is coming from some research online, and Everyday Health put this together. It's interesting because, I mean, the kids, they're saying now, might be easier for younger children who most often have a parent with them to really keep an eye on them, on their blood sugar levels. I mean, don't let them go crazy with it. I'll tell you one thing you can do. If you can get your kid to eating almonds or some kind of healthy nuts with it, then it'll balance out the blood sugar levels. Fats always help stabilize blood sugar, and it won't cause them to jump and rise up and down. But again, I mean, that's a great tip. But what kid's going to sit around chewing almonds when they want to be eating, like, candy? So it's one of those times where you just want to be cautious with it. They're saying also the creative alternatives, I think, is just the way to go. So the kids often enjoy little gifts like colored pencils and inexpensive little spider rings and the glow lights and all that sort of thing. So maybe you get more of those and some cool little gifts that you can put in the bags and get them excited about that rather than focusing so much on the candy. In other words, you make a trade. When you get little ghosts and goblins home with all the loot, you can trade it out for the non-diabetic siblings if you have. And, of course, give them a new toy or a new video game or money. So they get the big bag of candy and they have fun going out and doing that, but you give them options when they get back. So if they're into games or whatever, you kind of give them a little surprise and new toys or whatever. So remember, out of sight, out of mind mantra. Well, what you should do with the remaining candy, probably get it out of the house, do something with it, take it to the church, give it to someone else, but get it away so your children are not eating it, you know, for 2 weeks afterwards. Probably a good idea. Halloween, fun time, you know, varying on your opinion of the holiday, whatever, but, you know, kids always get excited about it, so make it fun for your kids. However you celebrate, whatever you decide to do, if it's a church function or whatever, Just have some wisdom with it. Don't let them go crazy with the candy, especially if they're already dealing with a health challenge. I've seen so many moms and dads come up with creative ways to support their kids during that time, and they can still have fun. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Give me a call. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the web. You call the phone number. Our team members are standing by each day, and it can help you find someone in your area. We've got team members growing all around the country. It's pretty exciting to see everything growing. Keep you posted there on the website. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Do me a favor, go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice
on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.